Have you always researched crabs?
No. No, I used to go to the Missionary Baptist Church Sunday School. I grew up a childhood in the Baptist Church, and I was baptized as a teenager in the Baptist Church. I didn't go into the Church of Christ till after I was married.
What'd you change?
Well, I had read my Bible quite a bit, and I had heard quite a bit preaching on it, and I decided that I needed to change churches, that was the church that was right for me.
Can you remember any families or any individuals who just didn't go to church and maybe not didn't believe in God or didn't believe in worshiping at a church that you can remember?
Well, there were some families that didn't go, but I don't know really if they didn't really believe in God or not. I can't recall of having a neighbor or anything that really was an atheist.
What was popular opinion towards these people that didn't go to church? Did the community outcast them? Did they like them? Did they
well, they them? Just didn't go. All I could say was they were people all right in the community. The people, other people, did visit them alone.
Probably right after you was born. Do you have any memories whatsoever of a prohibition?
Of what now?
Prohibition, when alcohol was illegal.
No, not really. You don't.
Did you ever see like illegal steals or anything?
No, I used to hear people talk about them. I never saw them.
What did they talk about?
They would talk about making whiskey or making liquor in the holler so-and-so. And so-and-so has his still over here. And he makes that corn liquor.
Corn liquor? What's corn liquor?
I guess it was made out of corn.
Just liquor made out of corn. Okay. Did you drink?
No, I never drank then. That's a habit I never take none.
Okay. Did you remember reading about when are you familiar with Charles Lindbergh?
I remember hearing of the Charles Lindbergh kidnapping.
Okay, the kidnapping. Do you remember the flight across the Atlantic?
Yeah, I remember hearing all of it.
Do you remember any popular opinions? Was it a big deal? Everybody excited was like when the first man reached the moon. I mean, how big of a deal was it?
I guess it was. I mean, people, just couldn't hardly realize it could be done.
Okay. Okay, in the Depression, the jobless rate reaches 12 million people. That doesn't mean much to us. Can you remember any... I know you didn't live in the city, of course, but maybe Papa Town... drove a horse out to, I guess, Jasper. Any soup lines, relief lines, or?
Well, that people would used to talk about getting on the relief, and they would draw a little money from getting on the relief.
But y'all always.
But
had,
we were never on the relief.
Because y'all made your own food, man.
We were out in the country, okay. And we would grow what we could grow.
Okay, you mentioned something earlier about Social Security beginning. Under federal Franklin Roosevelt. Tell me a little bit about it. Social Security beginning. Yeah.
Well, at first I think people thought, they shouldn't. There shouldn't cut them their paychecks with Social Security. But then they, if later on they learned it was for their own good. It was being from Social Security were being cut out of their paychecks, because it would help them as the years went on,
right,
when they could draw Social Security. My husband was against it at first. He said, you know, well, we needed all the money he could make. But then later on, he said it was the finest thing that ever happened.
No, he said that when he got older and started drawing.
When he got older and started drawing Social Security. Well, he believed, I mean, before that he said President Roosevelt really didn't, said he did something to help the people. He really did that. He started people to work, he said, by setting up the work programs, and then he said he did that really helped the people.
He sure was right about Social Security Act. 1935 Social Security Act set up. See, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I tell you, your grandfather could, his memories was better on lots, and dates, he was better remembering than I am. He was keener on that. He didn't have as much education as I had, but he could figure his money in his head right quick. He could tell you how much money he was supposed to get and get back and this and that.
Okay, this right here was a little bit before your time too. This is 1915. You said your father grew cotton?
He grew cotton.
Did he ever have any problem with the boll weevil? You know what the little
animal? Oh yeah, he used to have to poison the cotton for the boll weevil.
Well, tell me about that. What was that all about?
Well, you had a solution, I believe, at one time in a spray thing. You had to walk each row and spray each row. Then it got to where I believe it was dust that you could dust, and they had a bigger deal that the mule could pull it and would cover several rows of dust and cotton. And it really, if you didn't, you didn't make much cotton because the boll weevil would eat it up. So to have more cotton, you had to really dust it or spray it for the boll weevil.
What was the boll weevil? Insect?
It was
worm?
A little insect thing would bore a hole in the bowl of cotton and it would ruin it where it wouldn't open up and fluff out and make a bowl of cotton, and it would eat it up, I guess, in the bud.
Okay, so it drilled a hole in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, you might remember this, you might not.
Because I don't know what it's talking about. I looked this up in an encyclopedia. Tell me if you can remember this. You might not have a memory of this. It says in 1929, when the Great Depression started, there was also a great flood that a lot of people didn't remember. You'd have been about 12 years old in Alabama when it flooded a large part of the state. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't remember much about it, man. Probably was, but I can't.
I should have got more information on that. Apparently, it didn't flood your house, so that's all.
Well, we would have some big rains, but to say really a flood, sometimes it would wash part of your field away, or wash part of your crop away.
Well, what would y'all do if that happened? I mean, what, you just couldn't eat or what?
Well, we just had to. It wouldn't completely ruin the whole field. It'd just be maybe part of it. We just had to work what we could work on it.
Okay. Yeah, I've also got down here 1932, a tornado kills 315 people. Do you know, are you familiar with any tornado in 1932?
No, I don't. I've heard the people talk about the tornado that came through Carbon Hill years ago, but...
So what was that about? Tell me.
We wasn't living in Walker County at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a terrible thing. I think there was quite a few people killed, and the town of Carbon Hill was blown away, I understand.
Oh, okay, I think Dad told me about
that. Well, he probably knows more about that than I do.
Some guy had made a cellar or something. He used to tell me a story about a guy that was digging a cellar, and he was telling everybody a big tornado was coming through, and nobody believed him. He was like the only one that lived.
He was kind of like Noah with the Ark, he was.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a cellar when I was growing up. We went in the cellar when the storms came.
Okay. Tell me what it was like in Alabama. Tell me about some racial relations in Alabama between the blacks and the whites. Did y'all mix any at all?
Well, out in the country, there wasn't many colored people lived out in the country.
Now, colored, what do you mean by colored?
Well, the Negroes.
Okay, is that just what the understood term for them was?
Well, most people would say colored people at that time. I understand back in those days, you know, that they wasn't allowed to go in the front door of restaurants or use maybe the restrooms, things like that. But we were out in the country and that didn't really affect us much. I remember when I was growing up, now we had one colored family that lived not too far from us, and they got along with whites fine. And, the whites did them. I remember my daddy used to call him O.K. Wallace, but he was a good old fellow.
Okay. So y'all pretty much didn't have any problems?
No.
Okay. Did you have any black friends, maybe? Did you associate with them at all?
No. Well, I think maybe they came to some white singings, maybe. But they, nobody, I mean, it was all right with the neighbors from the come.
You know? Okay, let's talk about when, say you had a death in the family. Somebody dies. What do the neighbors do to, was it like today where people bring food or?
Well, yeah, the neighbors went in and helped out what they could help out or care food or, and back in my younger days, they made the coffins that they were buried in. And the neighbor men would go in and make the wooden box. The women would line it with the material. And they made them back in those early days.
Okay. Would this be done for the black families also, or just?
Well, I can't recall any black ones dying. I mean, back when that was happening, I mean, around close by.
Okay.
But I'm sure out in the country they would have, because the country people helped the other country people.
You remember anything about the KKK?
I just remember there was a Ku Klux Klan, and sometimes people would say, well, the Ku Klux Klan should get a hold of that fella, or the Ku Klux Klan should do so and so.
You're talking about just getting hold of black people?
Well, no, it wasn't black people altogether. Sometimes there would be some white man maybe mistreat his family or something. Somebody would say the Ku Klux Klan needs to get a hold of him.
Okay.
But I never heard a lot of the Ku Klux Klan, never knew there what they did a lot.
Okay, what were your... You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. Back when, these days when blacks and whites were segregated and equal, but separate but equal was prevalent, what was your feelings toward that? Did you think that whites were better than blacks? Did you have indifference to them? Did you care either way? Did you have an anger at them?
Well, I just never thought that they would mix, you know. I never really thought they would mix. Now, my husband worked in the Bankhead Mines. There were several Negroes worked there at the time. He did, and at that time, they would Mr. the white men. They always called him Mr. Gurley, Mr. Gurley. But he got along with them. But they always, you know, really call the white man the mister.
Do you know if any of your relatives before your father had any slaves?
No, I don't know. I really don't know.